Everything the devil does on earth to rule has to come through feminine character. Satan is a matronized spirit. He fell from what was a patriarchal God and became an opposite and a contender and an adversary of patriarchy. Effeminized angel. Even though it's the angel, every angel appears in masculine character. None of them have gender, but they appear in the authoritative disposition of masculine character. Michael, not Michelle. Gabriel, not Gabriella. They come in masculine character. God is a father, Jesus is a son, and the Holy Ghost is called him, not her. Have you noticed that in the Bible? That everything comes in masculine character, because masculine character is the depiction of authority and rulership, dominion. And everything he uses has to take on that character. He came to feminine character because that's most like him. And you'll find guys that fall away from God will always default to feminine character. That's what you got on earth. You got men who've been emasculated and castrated, which was, you know, part of Jezebel's structure of a religion, right? So they castrate a man. They effeminize a man. They emasculate a man. It's an assault on male character to make the guy feminine. So therefore, you got Dwayne Wade with his son standing there. You got Magic Johnson with his son standing there saying he's proud of his boy. Come on, man. You got RuPaul strutting around. All this femininity. The church world is full of feminized men leading the choirs, playing the music, preaching in the pulpit. Everything I'm saying is foreign to you if you got it in you. As a matter of fact, I irritate you and bother you because you got it in you. And that thing right there is what's going to send you to hell. That thing that I'm describing, that matronized, effeminized nature of Satan, is what sends you to hell. So my thing is, let me hunt that down in my own soul right now and get rid of every vestige of it, simply because I don't want to go to hell. Can't you see whole systems of religion set up to accommodate that thing? Roman Catholics spent billions of dollars on sodomites doing stuff to folk. And nobody sees that and tries to accept it as a kingdom of God. You better wake up and smell the coffee. That's the thing that has people going into hell by the thousands every day and everybody looking at it and not seeing it. You can't afford in the year 2023 to look at something that is the devil and call it God. You got to wake up now after years of being in a dark delusion and realize what we're really pitted against. And we're going to show you explicitly and exactly what we're dealing with today. And it's up to you whether or not you believe it. We don't go around topics. We show it to you point blank range. I'm not responsible for you to believe in it. I just show it to you. I'm like Ripley's. Believe it or not, you know, I did my job. I told you. If I can get to heaven and say, I told them, I'm clear. Well, Price, you know, 10,000 of them went to hell. I told them. Well, come on in, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest of the Lord. You told them that your responsibility ended. You wash your hands of things once you tell them the truth. But if you hold the truth back, according to Romans chapter 1, in unrighteousness, that's when you get judged. See, I don't want to deal with that, y'all. I try to tell the whole ball of wax.